But soon it became a small town. Again, this growth of a settlement, growth of population, more productive agriculture, close to a lake. And some Tlatelolco art has strong Olmec influences as the institutions of nascent civilization spread far and wide, not by population movement, but by through constant interaction and trade. By 50 BC, as El Mirador was flourishing in Maya country, some centers on the highlands had acquired considerable size and complexity. They established a basic pattern that was to endure for centuries. Large centers ruled by a small elite which served as commercial and spiritual locales, served by rural populations living in hierarchies of lesser communities scattered through the surrounding countryside. Not particularly large states, but in places the populations were very dense. Two major cities-states dominated the Mesoamerican highlands in the first part of the first millennium AD. This, of course, was the time when classic Maya civilization reached its peak in the lowlands, up to 600 AD. Monte Alban, in the valley of Oaxaca, was a small village back in 900 BC, built on a hill overlooking the valley. The settlement grew rapidly. By AD 150, just as El Mirador was collapsing, Monte Alban became a major city. The population rose to about 30,000 people between AD 500 and 700, when the city was at the height of its prosperity. By now, the village had become an elaborate complex of palaces, plazas, and temples, atop a now artificially flattened hilltop. The city itself straddled at least three hills, with at least 15 residential subdivisions, each with their own plazas, probably residential areas based on large kin groups. The size of Monte Alban was staggering. The paved main plaza of the city between AD 500 and 725 was 975 foot long and 450 foot across, bounded at each end with platform mounds. The rulers and their families lived in a complex of buildings on the north platform, which was the formal setting for meetings with high officials and emissaries from other Mesoamerican states. It was, by any standards, an impressive state. Monte Alban coexisted peacefully with another expanding state, Teotihuacan, on the edge of the Valley of Mexico. In about 750 BC, this was a small, scattered set of villages. By 100 BC, the village was getting bigger, and two powerful chiefdoms were vying for power in the Valley of Mexico. One of them was Teotihuacan, in the east. In the west was Cuicuilco. And then a natural catastrophe occurred. A major volcanic eruption destroyed Cuicuilco without any warning at all. The city was buried under volcanic ash. Its rival, Teotihuacan, was now master of the valley and of the adjacent central highlands. As I said, in about 200 BC, Teotihuacan was a large village. Over the next eight centuries, the village became an enormous city. And what is remarkable about it is that it was laid out according to a master plan, which was adhered to over many generations, and at a time when life expectancy was probably in your 20s and 30s. So there was very powerful ideology to maintain this plan over so many generations. Why did this happen? Probably because the city was envisaged and built as a vast symbolic landscape.